my God. What is it that we can do? And you're right, I shouldn't stress out anything. I should just know it and just actually just know it. That's it. To know is good. To be aware is good. That's why my kids trip out on me. You know, I do intermittent fasting and all this stuff. Back in the day, I was doing $1,000 of meds a month. I was 276 pounds. I decided, you know what? I got here one way, I can get away from here another way. Change what I eat, change how I think, change the times that I sleep, and slowly but surely work this weight away. 4.5 months, 100 pounds, gone. 4.5 months, every single med that I've taken, gone. I don't take it. Now I'm really guarding against, you know, we die slowly, so you got to be careful. So you got to think. I got one tooth in my mouth for over 24 years that's dead. If you have a dead arm or a dead leg and you kept it, you would probably be dead. So the tooth has to go. You know, you have to maintain the oil. You have to, just like a car. And, you know, and the mind, you know, on top of that, you got to maintain your brain, the way you think, your emotions, what makes you get stressed, all of that stuff. It's one big picture, you know, it's not just one thing.
I like what you were talking about, losing the weight and how you decided you were going to do that and the difference it made. But I like that as an example because I live my life knowing that I have the ability to control everything that happens in my reality because it is my reality. And there's nobody else to blame about what happens in it but me. I take full responsibility for every emotion that I have and every outcome that happens because I'm in control of it. That's another thing that they don't want anybody to know that they're empowered to do. So that's a real exciting thing. You know, as far as your journey on losing weight, that's just a great example of it. But that's how I live every single day.
Yeah, and lately I've been, like, changing a lot of things. I'm not saying I did everything in one shot. Lately, you know, like last Friday, I thought about what is it that I want to do. It's not that I'm tired of doing massage therapy. I learned massage therapy to learn about the human body, to understand touching all the parts in it, what this does, what that does. I became a Reiki master. I do tuning fork therapy. Hot stones, I do cupping. I'm trying to find a good practitioner that'll teach me pranic healing. That's with a crystal and a bowl of water that's underneath the person that can transfer the problems, let's say, of the person into the bowl of water. You know, it's basically another form of energy healing. And, you know, I'm very interested in that. That's just one thing. It's just kind of extending my life. Now, who wants to live to 90 years old if you're in pain? You know, 100 years old, you're in pain every step. You wake up, you can't pee, you can't walk, you know. Your spine hurts, you know. Your brain hurts, everything hurts. You can't even remember your name. It's a better way of quality of life, you know. So I'm learning yoga, you know, and things like that. And it's not like I'm becoming a guru or anything. It's just these are things that we should have all been given as a child. And even the way we go to the bathroom is the wrong way because it turns the end of your large intestines in a position that when you go to the bathroom, you are holding probably one-third of what you normally would be letting out of your body. You know what I mean? And so we're even doing that wrong. We're even breathing wrong, believe it or not. And that's what yoga taught me. I'm not a yogi or anything or an expert yoga person, but I'll tell you what. If you do yoga for 45 days, that may be too long. If you do yoga for 15 consecutive days, you will see your life change by leaps and bounds, even your thought patterns.
Before I forget to tell you, you need to, if you don't have a subscription to it, you need to get a subscription to the streaming service called Gaia. G like golf, A like alpha, I like India, A like alpha, yep. Because you'll see a lot of stuff with healing frequencies, with all sorts of stuff that you're trying to get into. But you'll also see a lot of stuff that I've already been talking about as far as the technology and all sorts of different things. Gaia is probably the best platforms with programming that I have ever used, but it will literally change your life. And it sounds like you're already going in that direction.
I've been there for years. I've been there for years, yeah. Actually, my girlfriend falls asleep with it on, so I listen to a lot of her. She's not here, of course. She's been gone since the season started, but I've been listening to that stuff even when I'm going to sleep. But that kind of, you know, that's something that I don't like to do. Like, when I go to sleep, like, what I'm going to do when I get back home, I thought of this when I was in the hotel. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a timer on the router and the modem. So around 9 o'clock, the router and the modem will shut off. It just turned right off. And around 7 in the morning, it'll turn back on. So I'm going to have one of those, you know, regular old timer switch take care of that. So that way, I know you can't stop everything. That's, you know, all the radio waves and this and this and that. I'm also going to order 5 gallons of this special paint. It's a electromagnetic blah, 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 inductor protection paint. And I'm going to start painting the inside of the walls of the house with it. And that's supposed to do great things for you.
Have you tried the grounding blankets yet, where you plug them into the wall outlet and it gets grounded to the outside?
We were going to buy that for the beds, the mats, grounding mats. And the ones that they sell have a little plug, and so only the ground part of the plug is actually working. You know, the wire goes to that part, doesn't go to the other parts. But I prefer, like, making a ground myself. And if I do go up to Maine this year, I'm going to drop a ground right outside the bedroom. It's one floor down, and I'm going to get the copper wire up into the wall and put a faceplate on the wall, so that I can not only ground the grounding mattress cover, but I can also ground the paint that I'm going to put in that room, because they're putting 5G all over the place. And even if you don't see it in your neighborhood, we have the low-flying satellites that are doing 5G also. So, you know, they're basically mapping out the planet, and that brings me to a self-realization, like, who would be inventing a machines that change the atmosphere? Who would be spraying on a constant basis for years our atmosphere? And who would be putting this radio system in, special frequency oscillators, oh, we'll just call them 5Gs for now, and smart meters and everything else? And your own house router could map out the house. My son told me all about that. I did hear it on Gaia also, and I saw it on YouTube, and I'm looking for another something that'll take the place of YouTube. I know a lot of things, you know, are covered up, you know, and that's why I like ham radio. I'm a ham radio operator just like you, and I love HF a lot. I love HF. I didn't get your call sign, N2OWE.
It's W4TII. Can you repeat yours one more time? I'm going to write it down.